要感谢主带我们到大会的最后一天晚上的聚会。
We thank the Lord for bringing us to the last evening of our conference.
我们实在是为着过往几天神丰富的话语跟同在，我们献上感谢。
And for the Lord's abundant word and presence, we want to give Him thanks.
今天晚上我们在寻求，我们在主面前呼求，主继续来带领我们。
And this evening, we once again want to seek and to plead for the Lord to lead us.
那我们先唱诗歌63首。
Let's first begin by singing hymn 63.
这首诗歌我们昨天晚上唱过。
We sang this one yesterday evening.
那里面实在是有个感觉。
And within there is a feeling.
因为我们在这边，我们实在是知道主要来的日子近了。
That as we are here, that we would know that the Lord's return is coming.
我们在这边的聚会，我们要常常思想上面的事。
That it is near and that we need to set our minds on the things above.
做诗歌的弟兄实在是里面有一个 深切的感觉。
The hymn writer had this deep thought within.
愿我们实在是知道这个时刻我们所要警醒，要等候主的再来。
That in this time we need to be alert and waiting for the Lord's return.
愿晚上我们聚会开始，我们把我们的心向神打开。
So as we begin the meeting this evening, may we open our hearts to the Lord.
我们预备好。
That we would be prepared.
主任何时刻来，我们都预备。
That whenever the Lord returns, we would be ready.
好，我们请诗琴为我们把这首诗歌再弹一次，我们就一起来。
We'll ask the pianist to play through it once for us, and then we'll sing together. Just as it says in this last verse, that we must follow the Lamb,
同享荣耀锡安山
till Zion's glory we share.
这是我们心中的盼望
This is our heart's hope.
我们知道那日子实在是近了
And we know that that day is near.
因为我们的生活实在是能够常常以上面的事为念
So may our lives really be set on the things above.
神的应许绝对不会落空
At the Lord's revelation would not be lacking.
这边诗歌也跟我们讲，神的话语已经很明朗。
And it says also here that the Lord's word has been clearly revealed.
因为我们每天都顺着膏油，在每天的生活中，我们能够遵主的话而行。
So according to the anointing oil, may we live our lives.
好的，我们再把这首诗歌再唱一次。
Let's sing this hymn once again.
Thank you. seeking heart with him.
主，我们知道你实在是爱我们。
We know that you love us.
你愿意将你自己多多的启示在我们的里面。
You are willing to reveal yourself within us.
愿今天晚上你借着我们亲爱的弟兄。
So Lord, this evening through our brother.
再把你里面的心意坐在我们的里面。
Once again, place the burden of your heart.
好叫在这个世代，这个黑暗的时代中，我们这些属你的儿女能够知道你的心。
That in this time, in this dark time, that your people would really know your heart.
那我们能够常常思想上面的事。
That we would think on the things above.
愿地上所有的一切不成为我们的搅扰。
That the things of this world would not be a
distraction. 我们愿意当你显现的时候，我们知道我们都要像你一般。
And we know that when you reveal yourself, that we will be made like you.
主，这是你所说的，你所应许的。
This is what you have said and promised.
主，这必要成就，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, this will be accomplished, so we give you
the thanks and praise. 愿你在你的儿女当中，你得着一切的称颂跟荣耀。
Lord, may you gain all the glory and praise among
people. 我们将祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer and thanksgiving is in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们再唱下一首诗歌29首。
We'll sing our next hymn 29.
从我自己活出你。
Live out thy life within me.
我们请诗琴还是先把这首诗歌弹一遍。
Ask our pianist to play through it once again.
在这次特会中，我们知道
，In this conference we know，
我们都是神所造的器皿
，That we are His creation。
我们要借着我们这个器皿，要来彰显他的荣耀
，And as His vessels that we are to manifest His glory。
这首诗歌，我相信弟兄很多弟兄姐妹都蛮熟悉的
，I think brothers and sisters are probably quite familiar with this。
这是一个奉献我们自己的诗歌
，This is an offering。
在特别在第二节里面说到。
And in verse 2 it says,
全地都要肃穆，我的身体精进贡。
That all the earth would keep silent.
今天晚上愿我们把我们自己都奉献在主面前。
So this evening may we really offer ourselves up before the Lord.
愿主用那厉害的话语说在我们的里面。
That the Lord would use his powerful word and speak into us.
我们今天活在地上，为着乃是活出主自己的生命。
That as we live here on earth, we would live out the Lord's life.
愿这成为我们的祷告。
May this be our prayer.
也成为我们生活中的实际。
And our experience.
好不好？我们一起站立。
Let's rise together.
在我们竖立在主的面前，我们唱这首诗歌。
And that we would sing this out in spirit before.
因为我们的诗歌能够蒙主的悦纳。
And that the hymn would please the Lord's heart.
给诗琴跟我们一句，我们就一起来。
We'll ask the pianist for a note, and then we'll sing together. We'll hand the rest of the time to our brother Sun. As we begin, brothers and sisters, let's read together the Word of God. Let us open to the book of Zechariah. The book of Zechariah, chapter 1.
我们读16和17节。
We read verses 16 and 17.
所以耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍是怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准神必拉在耶路撒冷之上。 这是万军之耶和华说的，你要再宣告说，万军之耶和华如此说，我的诚意必在丰盛发达，耶和华必再安慰锡安，拣选耶路撒冷。Zechariah
chapter 1 verses 17 and 18, 16 and 17. Therefore the Lord said these things, I shall turn again to Jerusalem in mercies. Mine house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a plummet shall be stretched out on Jerusalem. Yet cry thou, saying, The Lord of hosts said of these things, Yet my city shall flow with goods, and yet the Lord shall comfort Zion, and yet he shall choose Jerusalem.
第二章,
Zechariah chapter 2,
第一节和第二节,
verses 1 and 2.
我又举目观看，见一人手拿准绳。 我说你往哪里去？他对我说：“我要去量耶路撒冷，看有多宽多长。”And
I raised mine eyes and saw, and lo, a man, and lo, in his hands a little cord of meters. And I said, Whither goest thou? And he said to me, That I meet Jerusalem and Judah. How much is the breadth thereof, and how much is the length thereof?
第四章,
Chapter 4,
第6节到第10节。
Verses 6 through 10.
他对我说：“这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山哪，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说。” 愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。耶和华的话又临到我说：“所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功。你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七言乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地。” 见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。Zechariah
chapter 4 verses 6 through 10. And he answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of Jehovah unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said of Jehovah of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou dost become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone with shoutings, Grace, grace unto it. And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hand shall finish it. And thou shalt know that Jehovah of hosts have sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things?
Yea, they shall rejoice, even those seven, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of Jehovah, which run to and fro in the whole earth. Ezekiel chapter 40.
第1节到第4节.
Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 1 through 4.
我们被掳掠第25年, 耶路撒冷城攻破后14年, 正在年初月之初10日, 耶和华的灵降在我身上, 祂把我带到以色列地, 在神的意象中带我到以色列地, 安置在至高的山上, 在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立, 祂带我到那里, 见有一人颜色如铜, 手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口, 那人对我说, 人子啊, 凡我所指示你的, 你都要用眼看, 用耳听, 并要放在心上, 我带你到这里来, 特为要指示你, 凡你所见的, 你都要告诉以色列家。
Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 1 through 4. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, on that same day the hand of Jehovah was upon me, and he brought me thither. In the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel, and set me upon a very high mountain, and upon it was as the building of a city on the south. And he brought me thither. And behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a flax cord in his hand, and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee. For in order that it might shown unto thee, art thou brought hither. Declare to the house of Israel all that thou seest.
哥罗西书, 新约哥罗西书第2章,
Colossians chapter 2 in the New Testament, Colossians chapter 2, verse 8.
你们要谨慎, 恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言, 不照着基督, 乃照着人间的遗传, 和世上的小学, 就把你们掳去。
See that there be no one who shall lead you away as a prey through philosophy and feigned deceit, according to the teaching of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ.
约翰福音第15章,
the Gospel according to John, chapter 15.
26和27节,
verses 26 and
27. 约翰福音15章26、27, 但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
Gospel according to John chapter 15 verses 26 and 27. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes forth from with the Father, he shall bear witness concerning me. And ye too bear witness, because ye are with me from the beginning.
第16章,
chapter 16,
第13节和14节,
verses 13 and 14.
只等真理的圣灵来了, 祂要引导你们明白一切的真理, 因为祂不是凭自己说的, 乃是把祂所听见的都说出来, 并要把将来的事告诉你们, 祂要荣耀我, 因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
But when he is come, the Spirit of truth, he shall guide you into all the truth, for he shall not speak from himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak, and he will announce to you what is coming. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall announce it to you.
这一次特会我的负担是交通, 准神必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
For this conference, my burden is that the line shall be stretched over Jerusalem.
我们说过, 这一件事情跟神的荣耀有密切的关系。
And we have mentioned this matter is closely connected with the glory of God.
因为我们的神, 祂有个荣耀的心意, 祂要借着所造的人彰显, 他的荣耀。
Because our God has this glorious will, and that is through His creation of man to manifest His own glory.
但是我们都知道人类堕落之后，
But we all know after man fell,
许多的世人神已经不能用。
Now there are many things of man cannot use.
所以呢，只有神的百姓。
Therefore, only the people of God,
特别今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人，
especially for us who are saved by grace today,
神要把他的荣耀赐给我们，
God is to give us His glory,
并且要借着我们把这个荣耀彰显出去。
And it is through us as vessels to manifest His glory.
我们已经说过，
And we have already mentioned,
荣耀就是神的自己。
Now glory is God Himself.
啊，虽然有父子圣灵，
And even though there is God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit,
父是荣耀，
God is glory.
子是荣耀，
The Son is glory.
圣灵也是荣耀，
And the Spirit is glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们真是满心的感谢主。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to the Lord.
我们知道我们在神的创造里面，神把我们摆在一个何等高的地位。
We know in creation God has elevated such a position.
因为他要用我们这些人作为彰显他、彰显他荣耀的一个器皿。
Because He's going to use man as a very vessel to manifest His glory.
我们的神是何等伟大。
And how great our God is.
他是何等的荣耀。
How glorious He is.
何等圣洁。
And how holy He is.
何等的尊贵。
And how honorable He is.
今天你要用什么样的器皿来彰显这位神呢？
Now today, what vessel is able to be the vessel to manifest such glory, to manifest God?
弟兄姊妹们，今天按照我们现有的情况，我们是无法彰显神的荣耀。
Of course, brothers and sisters, in our current condition, there is no means for us to manifest His glory.
我们只不过是一个堕落的罪人。
We are only a fallen sinner.
我们里面满了败坏的天性。
And we are filled with a corrupt nature.
但是神有荣耀的心意，
But God has such a glorious heart.
他要做工在我们身上，
He is to work upon us.
他来磨造我们，
And He is to conform us.
他来制造我们，
And He is to fashion and make us.
他一定要把我们变成一个可以荣耀他的器皿。
And He must make us into that very vessel that is able to manifest His glory.
我觉得今天这个思想啊，很多基督徒都没有啊。
Now I feel that such thought many Christians do not have today.
甚至很多人把基督教当成一个宗教。
Perhaps many would treat Christianity as a mere religion.
那是一个很可怜的思想。
And that is a very sad condition.
圣经告诉我们，神是因他的荣耀创造我们。
The Bible tells us that we were created for His glory.
因他的荣耀拣选我们。
And it is for His glory He has chosen us.
因他的荣耀救赎我们。
And it's because of His glory He has redeemed us.
神在我们身上的心意，那个远超过我们所求所想。
Brothers and sisters, His heart for us is far more than we can think or imagine.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
那么很多弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救。
Now many brothers and sisters have been saved by grace.
有人经过多年之后。
And many years after.
读主的话。
As we read the word of God.
听主的话。
And we hear the word of God.
能够明白一点主的心意。
And we're able to come to comprehend some of the heart of God.
有些弟兄姊妹们，他们就能配合神的心意。
And therefore, some brothers and sisters are able to match and be worthy of the heart of God.
但是大多数的圣徒。
But there are so many saints.
人就是浑浑噩噩，糊里糊涂的。
And very confused and not knowing.
不管你清楚。
Whether we're clear or we're confused.
弟兄姊妹，神都拣选你了。
Brothers and sisters, nevertheless, God chose you.
并且神一定要把你做成一个荣耀的器皿。
And God must make you into that glorious vessel.
有人在今生今世就明白神的心意。
And some in this lifetime understands the heart of God.
因为他们配合得多。
So they're able to cooperate.
所以他们能够讨神的喜悦。
And they're able to be pleasing unto God.
可能大多数人都是在地上呢，并不了解神在我们身上这个荣耀的工作。
Perhaps many of those who are saved are not aware of that glorious work of God.
所以我这是我个人的感觉。
And so this is my personal feeling.
啊，为什么主回来之后有千年的国度呢？
And why is it that when the Lord returns there is the millennium?
因为在地上就像我们这个样子啊。
Because for us in our current condition.
拉到天堂去，天堂也乱。
Even if we bring our current state into the heavens will be in chaos.
所以呢，在进入永远之前，
So before we enter into eternity,
神还必须要做工。
God must still continue to work.
所以少数的人，
So there is a small remnant.
可能将来主回来的时候， 他们活着被提了。
And so they will be raptured, caught up alive.
大多数人要经过千年国度。
And many will go through the millennium.
所以你今天不肯听主的话。
And so today if we do not obey the Lord. 不愿意让神在你身上工作。And we're not willing for his work upon us.
神有办法的。
God will have his way.
不管你多刚硬
，regardless of how hard and stubborn we are， or we think we know it all，
不管你多自私
，or how selfish you are，
为自己生活
，and we live for ourselves。
但是神的选召没有后悔
，but there is no repentance with His calling。
这是神的大恩
，and this is His great grace upon us。
神要用千年来把你改造
，and God will mold us and fashion us in the millennium。
用这个彰显神荣耀的器皿
，and this is a vessel that will manifest God's glory。
必须与神相配的
，must be worthy matching of God。
哎呀。这是何等的思想和意念呢
？Oh, what a thought, what a mind toward us!
今天我们跟神之间天差地别的。
Today we are vast different between heaven and earth, between God and us.
但是有一天
，But one day，
我都会改变。
You and I will be transformed.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要感恩。
We must give thanks.
我常常想到这个。
And whenever I think of this，
我只有俯伏在地拜。
I must prostrate and give all worship to the Lord.
说主啊，我是什么样的人
？I say, Lord, what am I？
既然我蒙这么大的恩典
，That such wonderful great grace has been bestowed upon me，
要把我这个人从这么败坏的光景中改变。
From such a corrupt condition, you will transform me。
到有一天
，Until one day，
成为一个荣耀神的器皿。
That I will be a glorious vessel that will manifest His glory. To be a vessel that's able to manifest His glory, my dear brothers and sisters。
神因此有个工作在我们身上。
Therefore, God has such a work upon us。
但是神的工作是有标准的。
But there is a standard to God's work。
啊，这就是我们这次讲这个准绳呢。
And this is what we're speaking about, the measuring line。
神在他的建造上面有他的准绳。
In the creation of God, there is a standard。
啊。弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
因为神的心意是要把我们拉高到非常高的。
Because God's heart, His desire is to elevate us to such to the utmost。
所以他必须按照他的标准行事。
So He must work according to His own standard。
弟兄姊妹们，我们承认
，Brothers and sisters, we confess。
即使像我侍奉主这么多年
，Even after I served the Lord for so many years，
每次想到在主跟前的光景
，And each time when I consider my condition before the Lord，
真是感觉何等的亏欠
，And I feel I've come short much。
弟兄姊妹，直到今天
，Brothers and sisters， even until today，
就像很多弟兄们讲的
，There are many brothers and sisters who said，
我们给他的难处多过好处
，We give him more hardship than anything else。
我们对他只有亏欠
，And we only come short of him。
但是因为他的爱不改变
，But because his love never changes，
他的拣选也不改变
，And there's no changing with。
无限的忍耐在我们身上做工。
So he has unlimited patience for bearing with us and continues to work on us.
哎呀，我就感觉到我们的神是全能的神。
And so we know our God is the Almighty God.
在宇宙中间没有任何人、任何势力能阻挡他。
And there's no power, nothing in this universe that can hinder him.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们记得。
But brothers and sisters, bear in mind.
今天神在你我身上。遇见拦阻了。
Today you and I are a very obstacle for God.
我们的败坏的天性拦阻他。
Our corrupt nature is a hindrance for him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们对他有亏欠。
And we come short of him.
虽然我们对他有亏欠。
And even though we shortchange God.
但是神仍旧不放弃。
Yet he does not let us go.
仍旧一点一点的在我们身上。
He still bit by bit, little by little work upon us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
先知的眼睛。
The eyes of the prophets were open.
他就看见耶路撒冷必须按照这个准绳被建造。
They see that Jerusalem must build according to the line.
然后呢，神有个应许给他们。
And then God has given them this promise.
耶路撒冷必定丰盛。
That Jerusalem will be in prosperity.
能够蒙神的悦纳。
And to be acceptable to God.
必定发达。
And will be in prosperity.
这告诉我们将来的结局是最好的。
And this tells us the end is the best.
唯愿我们在世的还有的日子
，and even while we're living，
能够多体贴神的心
，that we may be more mindful after God's heart。
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们必须谦卑在神的跟前
，we must be humble before God。
我们知道我们实在算不得什么
，and we know that we are considered nothing。
但是在他荣耀的计划里面
，yet in His glorious plan。
一个一个的把你拣选
，One by one he has chosen us，
一个一个把你拯救
，And one by one he has saved us。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters。
所以这一次呢，我第一堂信息就讲，神要按照他的标准行事。
Therefore, in my first message, I share that God must work according to His own standard。
我再说，今天在地上太少人注意 神的工作有标准。
I say again that there are so few that pay attention to this fact that when God works, He has a standard.
所以我们需要眼睛被开。
Therefore, our eyes must be open.
所以第二堂信息我就讲。
So in the second message we share,
神乃是借着异象启示他荣耀的旨意，让我们知道他工作的标准。
That God through visions will reveal His will to us, that He works according to this measure.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
他一定要把我们做到他心里面满意的光景
He must work and fashion us to a point that is pleasing unto him
叫他的荣耀真的从我们身上被显明
So that his glory would be able to manifest from us
所以经过漫长的人类历史
So throughout all of his history of man
我们看见我们的神因为有这么一个目的
And we see because God has such a purpose
他用了无限的忍耐
And he has infinite patience
一个世代一个世代的做工
Generation after generation
弟兄姊妹们每个世代都给他难处
Brothers and sisters Each generation gives him hardship
但是呢
But
我们的神从来不放弃
Our God has never forsaken
啊，今天在我们身上也是一样
And it is the same for us today
神一点一点的在这里
Little by little He continues to work
但愿主开我们的眼睛
And may God open our eyes
叫我们能够看见神的旨意
So that we're able to see the will of God
我们也知道他的标准在哪里
And we also know where his standard lies
虽然呢我们要顺服神不容易
And even though it's not easy for us to obey God
但是无论怎样
Regardless
我们有一个态度愿意顺服他
We must have this attitude we're willing to obey him
他的心也是满足
And God's heart will be satisfied
所以呢经过这个聚会
And so after our conference
但愿我们的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
能比以往更顺服主
That we would be even more obedient unto him
更爱他
that we will love him all the more
更不敢在他的工作上得罪他
that we dare not sin against him on his work
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
my brothers and sisters
这样也能叫主的心呢 得到安慰、啊、
so this will comfort the heart of our Lord
所以我们在旧约的历史新约的历史中
so throughout history in the old covenant in the new covenant
我们看见在一片荒凉的当中
when we see in the days of desolation
总有少数的人呢
there is still nevertheless a remnant
他们呢在主面前蒙恩呢
they're able to be blessed by grace before God
他们眼睛得开了
their eyes were opened
他们学习在地上拿着准绳跟随神
they learn to hold that measuring line to follow the Lord
所以有的人也把神的荣耀带到地上。
And so there are individuals who are able to bring the glory of God down.
我们讲过，像在摩西的时代。
And we shared about the example of Moses.
啊，摩西按照神的标准行事。
And Moses worked according to the measure of God.
会幕就把神的荣耀带下来。
And so the tabernacle brought down the glory of God.
大卫得着神所画的图。
And David received the blueprint of God.
他的儿子所罗门把圣殿建造起来了
And his son Solomon built the temple.
神的荣耀就再一次出现
And once again the glory of God appeared.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters.
这些都是给我们看见在历史中间
All of such things shows us throughout history. There are individuals.
他们明白神的旨意
They're able to understand the will of God.
他们手拿准绳跟随神
And they held in their hand a measuring line to follow the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters.
若是神能够得着一些人
If God is able to gain such individuals
这样的遵行他的旨意
Who follow his will in such a way
那么也能把神的荣耀带到地上
Likewise we're able to bring down the glory of God
当然我们知道
Of course we know
最叫父的心满足的
What will cause the heart of God the Father to be most satisfied is his son Jesus Christ
他从天上把神的荣耀带到地上
From heaven he brought the glory of God down to earth
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible
我们看见这些人在地上他们能够荣耀神
When we see such individuals they're able to glorify God
他们是如何手拿准绳
They're able to hold fast that measuring line
我们知道在撒迦利亚书第二章里面
We know in Zechariah chapter 2
他眼睛开了看见有一个人手拿准绳
His eyes were open He saw one a man with a measuring line in his hand
我们读这句话的时候
When we read these words,
会让我们想起历史中很多人物
oh, perhaps we think of many individuals throughout history.
当然有的人呢在那里好像是的确也拿着准绳
It seems as if some of them did have a line in their hand.
但是其实这个人
But that man
是圣灵
is the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
神只能把这个准绳呢先交在圣灵的手中
That First, God can only give this measuring line over to the Holy Spirit.
我们在 读到以弗所书第一章的时候
When we read Ephesians chapter 1,
我们能很清楚地看见
Very clearly we're able to see
神格里面的父子圣灵
In the Godhead there is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit
他们是分工合作的
And they cooperate working together
父做了计划
And it is the Father who planned
直到地上来把它成全了
And it is the Son who have executed his plan on earth
然后圣灵就根据主所完成的来执行
And the Holy Spirit according to the finished work of the Son will execute that plan
所以认真的来说
And so to be strict
在整个历史的当中
Throughout all of history
圣灵才是真正握住准神的
It is trulyThe Holy Spirit who has a measuring line in his hand. Because God cannot casually hand over this measuring line to man. Especially our Lord. Through 33 years and a half. And he suffered much on earth. And he paid such a great and heavy price. And he shed his blood to give his life. And has completed the will of God. And he has become that greatest standard of the finished work of God.
神不能轻易地把这个准绳就交在人的手里。
And God cannot casually hand over this measuring line to man.
因为我们这些败坏的人
Because we are corrupt.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
神如果把这个准绳交到我们手里我们就破坏神的工作。
If God gives us this measuring line, we will destroy the work of God.
因为我们不可靠的。
Because we are not trustworthy.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
认真地来说这个准绳是握在圣灵的手中。
To be very strict, this measuring line is the hand of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们必须明白这件事。
We must understand this.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
他是那最大握住准绳准绳的那一位。
And he is the greatest one who has in his hand that measuring line.
那么今天呢
Now today,
我们只不过是在跟随着圣灵。
We are only following the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
那么我们在地上
While on earth,
为主
For the Lord,
做见证
We are his witnesses.
在旧约圣经里面
Now in the Old Testament,
那么不仅讲到有准绳
Not only does it speak about that measuring line,
那么在以西结书40章那里
In Ezekiel chapter 40,
还讲到有一个人
He says, there is this man,
一个铜人
It is as appearance like brass,
拿着麻绳和杆
With a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed.
这里告诉我们那个准绳是标准。
It tells us here that it is a measuring line that is the standard.
而这个麻绳和杆呢是一个测量。
And this line of flax is a measuring reed.
所以我们要知道今天我们在地上所做的工
So we must know the work which we do on earth today.
所有的聚会
All of our assembling.
神都要按他的标准来量一量。
And God will use his standard to measure.
你不要以为我们呢随便做都可以的。
Do not think we can do it casually, whatever we want.
不合神的要求。
If it's not according to what God requires, God will put it aside.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是很严肃的一件事。
This is a very solemn matter.
我们知道当初耶路撒冷的教会。
We know the church in Jerusalem in the early days.
非常的好。
They had a wonderful condition.
但是后来他们偏离了。
But later on they departed.
他们律法主义的人出来了。
And they had all the laws.
那么圣灵的工作就转变。
And so the direction of the work of the Holy Spirit changed and went to Antioch.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个对耶路撒冷来讲,
as far as Jerusalem is concerned,
神工作上的一个淘汰,
God has put Jerusalem aside.
我们要知道在神的工作上,
Now we know in the work of God,
神从来不寻人的情面,
God will never seek to please man.
他不管你是什么人,
regardless of who you think you are,
只要你违背他的标准,
if you rebel against his standard,
他就把你放在一边,
he will put you aside.
这个在教会历史上出现太多的
And we see throughout church history many times this appear.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天呢
Today,
这个准绳是握在圣灵的手中
This measuring line is in the hand of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们知道这个圣灵来了
Today we know that the Holy Spirit has come.
他呢是要为荣耀主自己
He has come to glorify the Lord himself. It is to bear witness to the Lord himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
在约翰福音里面
In the gospel according to John.
我们看见在14章到16章
We see from chapters 14 to 16.
那么约翰把主耶稣论到 那位保惠师是讲得很清楚。
John has clearly described to us concerning that comforter.
那位保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
And that comforter is the spirit of truth.
他把他的工作的一些特性都写出来了。
He records for us the uniqueness of the work of this comforter.
但是我们要知道啊。
But we must know.
约翰在写约翰福音的时候
John, when he wrote the gospel according to John,
差不多到了第一个世纪的末了
is about at the end of the first century.
这个距离那个五旬节已经很很远了
It is many decades far removed from Pentecost.
至少恐怕六七十年了
perhaps 60, 70 years.
当五旬节的时候
and during the day of Pentecost,
使徒们经历了圣灵的工作
the apostles experienced the work of the Holy Spirit,
经历圣灵的浇灌
and the filling of the Holy Spirit,
经历圣灵的充满
and being full of the Holy Spirit,
说方言
and they spoke in tongues,
行神迹奇事
and they performed miracles and signs,
很多年了
and so for many years later,
弟兄姊妹为什么到了约翰晚年时候他还要写约翰福音再论到圣灵呢
Therefore, brothers and sisters, why so many decades later, John wrote concerning the Holy Spirit?
因为我们知道那个时候呢在神的百姓中啊关于圣灵的经历已经出现错乱。
Because we know in those days, the experience of the people concerning the experience of the Holy Spirit has gone wrong.
就好像今天呢有很多人追求圣灵经历。
Just like today, many would pursue after the experience of the Holy Spirit.
他们只注重这个说方言只注重这个能力。
The focus is only to speak in tongues and the power of the Spirit.
注重这个医病赶鬼。
And to cast out demons and heal the sick.
弟兄姊妹这些圣经中是有的。
Brothers and sisters,That those are recorded in the Bible.
但是圣灵来最大的工作不是这个。
But the greatest work of the Holy Spirit is not those.
因此呢，约翰就把主耶稣在世的时候论到这位保惠师，重新把它写出来。
Therefore, John the Apostle once again spoke when the Lord was still walking with us. What is the work of this Holy Spirit, the Comforter?
我们知道约翰的。是一个恢复的执事。
We know that John has the ministry of mending to recover.
他要把人那个错误的光景重新把他带回到正路上来。
It is to recover man from the way of error to restore us to the right way.
所以今天我们要追求经历圣灵的工作。
So today we want to pursue to experience the work of the Holy Spirit the best way.
根据是约翰的福音十四到十六章。
It is best to accord according to John Gospel of according to John chapters 14 to 16.
我知道在弟兄姊妹当中
，I know amongst brothers and sisters，
有的人碰见圣灵就很兴奋
，and some when we encounter the Holy Spirit we're very excited。
有人一提圣灵就害怕
，and some when we mention the Holy Spirit we kind of shy away。
我记得有一次我一个特会
，I remember one time during the conference，
我还只不过是提到这个。保惠师的工作。
I only mentioned about the work of the comforter.
下面有些弟兄们马上脸就拉长了。
And then I can see the faces of some brothers down on the stage. They have a long face.
因为他们呢被这些错误的东西的影响，对于讲圣灵事情心里面害怕。
Because they have been deeply influenced by the erroneous teachings about the Holy Spirit, so they shy away.
但是你读圣经的时候
But when we read the Bible,
你发觉这个 圣经里面论到圣灵的工是多么的重要
We can see concerning the work of the Holy Spirit is very important
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters
整个使徒行传
All of the book of Acts
都是在圣灵的带领底下
It is all under the guidance government of the Holy Spirit
使徒们做工
It is the apostles who work
使徒们在那里服事
And they serve there
是圣灵在拉这个准绳
It is the Holy Spirit who has the measuring line
所以他们能够在地上用侍奉荣耀神
Therefore they're able to end their service glorify God on earth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们不需要惧怕
We do not need to fear
我们也不需要太兴奋
We don't need to get overly excited
你要把圣灵的工作把它看清楚
We must see clearly the work of the Holy Spirit
因为神把这个准绳交在圣灵的手中
Because God has handed over the measuring line to the Holy Spirit
一个世代一个世代过来
Each generation passes
只有圣灵能够拉这个准绳
And only the Holy Spirit is able to stretch out this line
多么重要多么重要
And this is extremely, extremely important
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你们容许我
Now allow me
那么把这个约翰福音十四章到十六章里面呢
From John chapters 14 to 16
有关圣灵这个工作
Concerning the work of the Holy Spirit.
再简单的提醒一下。
To simply be a reminder for us.
因为我们很多时候我们都疏忽了。
Because many times we neglect.
所以你读约翰福音第十四章。
So when we read John chapter 14,
主说我要求父，父就是另外一位保惠师。
And I will ask God the Father, and He will send another comforter.
啊，因为在这里他用了保惠师这个词。
And so He uses here the comforter.
你知道这个保惠师啊，也用在主耶稣的身上。
And now you know this word comforter, this teacher is also upon our Lord Jesus.
讲到主耶稣也是保惠师。
Now in John, the epistles of John, he also speaks of our Lord being that advocate.
所以这个保惠师原文是安慰者。
And so the original text of this advocate is he's a comforter.
啊，也有人翻作是像 lawyer.
And it's like a, he's an advocate, he's a lawyer.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and
sisters. 主在肉身的时候他就是保惠师。
And so when he was in the flesh, he was our advocate.
但是他这个保惠师呢受肉身的限制。
But in the flesh, he was limited by the flesh.
他与这个人同在就不能与那个人同在。
If he's with someone here, he cannot be with someone else somewhere else.
他受到限制的。
And so he is limited, confined in that way.
所以主知道有个时候要来。
And so the Lord knows there is a time is come.
他要上十字架。
He will go on the cross.
完成神的工作。
And to complete the will of God.
那么他要回天家。
And so he will go back to the heavenly
realm. 然后另外一位的就来接续。
And so there will be another comforter, another advocate that will come.
所以呢，另外一位保惠师接续前一位保惠师的工作。
And so this another comforter will continue the work of the comforter before.
所以因此主在离世之前
And so before the Lord departed,
他非常郑重地介绍这位保惠师
And so very strictly, solemnly, he introduces this advocate.
所以今天我们需要对这位保惠师
And so today, for us to know this comforter,
有一个认识
we must have this understanding.
因为离了他
because apart from him,
我们无法进入属灵的世界。
We're not able to enter into spiritual reality.
所以在约翰福音十四章。
And so in John chapter 14.
在主的话里面说。
And so,
我要求父，父就赐另外一位保惠师。
So I will ask God the Father and he will send another comforter.
他要永远住在你们里面。
And he will abide with you always.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在约翰的执事里面
In the ministry of John,
啊，我们知道这个 abiding 这个字是他用的最多的。
Now he uses this word abiding the most.
这是一个奥秘的字眼。
This is a very mysterious word.
因为圣灵住在我们的。
Because the Holy Spirit abides in us.
所以弟兄姊妹就知道了。
So brothers and sisters,
在神的眼中，你我是多么的重要。
You and I, how precious we are in the sight of God for the Holy Spirit to abide in us.
我们今天不是像上学一样。
And we're not like going to school.
上学校的话呢，去学校读书，读完书就回家了。
Oh, we're going to school, we go off to school, and then we get off and come home.
老师就在学校里了。
And the Holy, the teacher is still at the school, and we're at home. No, no.
现在呢
？Today,
神所差下来的这位老师住在你里面。
The teacher, this anointing that the God sends abides in you, in me.
这个可厉害了。
Oh, this is wonderful.
住在我们里面。
He abides in us.
你每天生活做什么，他都看见了。
Each day as we live, he sees everything.
连你心思上想什么，他都知道。
Even what we are thinking going through our minds, he knows.
因为你我是一个要荣耀。神的器皿。
Again, because you and I are a vessel to manifest the glory of God.
所以神必须在我们身上非常谨慎的做工。
So God must work very carefully with us.
所以住在你的里面。
No, the Holy Spirit abides in us.
你在哪里，他就在哪里。
Wherever you are, He is.
弟兄姊妹，他抓住机会就在你身上做工。
And He grabs hold of every opportunity to work on us.
所以神的工作不是外面的。
And so the work of God is not outward.
认真讲，神的工作是在里面。
Very strictly speaking, the work of God is inward.
今天呢，我们知道人在地上做工了。
And we know when man works today.
我们只是想从外面做到里面。
We always go from outward to inward.
不是，神的工作是从里面做到外面。
No, the way God works is from within to without.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你能领会这个
？Do you understand this feeling?
所以从今天开始。
So from today on,
你过属灵的生活
when we have spiritual living,
你要格外的谨慎
we must be extra careful.
你不要忘记
do not forget,
有一位住在你里面
there is someone who abides in you.
别人不知道他可知道
others may not know, but he knows.
弟兄姊妹们这一方面来讲叫我们有些人觉得很害怕
brothers and sisters, perhaps this might frighten us.
但是呢，你要领会神的带领，这是极大的恩典。
But we must understand the heart of God. This is a wonderful, special grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Oh brothers and sisters.
所以呢， 主说他要住在你们里面。
So the Lord says he will abide in you.
他不仅住在你们里面。
Not only does he abide in you.
他把父和子的同在也都带到我们的里面。
But he also brings the presence of God the Father and the Son with him in us.
我记得
I remember,
尼托森弟兄在英国的时候
when Brother Watchman was in England.
好像是在正常基督徒生活里面他说到。
I think he has mentioned this in the normal Christian life.
他对一般英国的弟兄姊妹说。
He spoke to the English brothers and sisters.
让我告诉你们一件严肃的事。
Now let me tell you something very solemn.
神在你里面。
God is in you.
弟兄姊妹今天我们要把这个话听进去。
Brothers and sisters, hear carefully and receive these words in you.
神在我们里面。
God is in you.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天有好多基督徒啊
There are many Christians today,
都以为说我们将来要去见主
That we will see the Lord in the future
将来去看神
Oh, someday we'll see God
啊，那么现在呢我们先活在地上
Oh, but now let us live my life on earth
啊，到有一天呢
Oh, one day
我们回家了我们就去看
Oh, when we go home
看神
Oh, then we can go see God
所以我记得我年轻时候曾经参加我不知道怎么会跑到一个天主教的学校。
I remember when I was young, I don't know why, but I went to a Catholic school.
啊，那个修女在教我们小孩唱歌。
And so the nun was teaching us to sing.
啊，散会所中唱一首诗歌。
And so before we dispersed, we sang a song.
唱什么呢
？What did we sing?
再见，再见，主耶稣。
Goodbye, goodbye, Lord Jesus.
意思说我回家了。
It says, oh, I'm going home now, Lord Jesus.
那我下礼拜再来看。
I'll come back and visit you and see you next week.
弟兄姊妹是这样的吗
？Oh, brothers and sisters, is that the case?
不，我请你记得。
No, brothers and sisters, remember.
我就住在你的里面。
Today, now, God abides in you. The Holy Spirit abides in you.
所以你明天回家，他在里面。
And so, even if you go home, He is with you.
啊，这是一个何等大的恩典。
What a wonderful grace.
弟兄姊妹，这说明啊
,brothers and sisters,
我们在神的眼中是何等的尊贵啊。
This is how precious, how honorable we are in the sight of God.
所以呢我们在年刚得救的时候
,so even when we are saved,
我们糊里糊涂的
,and when we are confused,
这个保惠师做我们的保姆啊。
Yet that comforter, he is our nurse.
啊，这个多么尊贵。
Oh, how honorable that is.
我常常有时候跟弟兄姊妹讲。
And so often I tell brothers and sisters,
你们有儿女对不对
?You have children, right?
每一个做父母的儿女都是宝贝。
And all your children are precious to the parents.
有的两个父母要出去做工。
And so when both parents have to go off to work,
就要把这个这个小孩子交在保姆的手中。
And so the children, the baby have to go to the nanny.
哇，我可以看见很多父母千挑万选的。
And so they have to choose very carefully who watch over their child. No, this one. Oh, not that one.
啊，那个最后找到一个可以了。
And finally they find someone suitable.
哎呀，这个保姆非常的重要。
And this nanny is very, very important.
啊，我的兄弟啊。
Now my brother.
他生了一个儿子，非常宝贵。
Oh, it's very precious to him.
啊，他最后那个保姆找到日本人。
And so they found a Japanese nanny.
哎，结果有一天回来的时候啊。
And so one day when he came home.
发现他的儿子讲日本话。
So his son was speaking Japanese.
后来呢，又换了一个越南人。
So he changed to a nanny who was Vietnamese.
所以有一天吃饭时候他讲越南话。
And so one day during meals, he was speaking Vietnamese.
所以你知道这个保姆对我们是多么重要。
And so you see how important this nanny is.
今天我们是谁啊
？So who are we?
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
天父的儿女。
And we are the children of the heavenly
Father. 有谁够资格来做我们的保姆呢
？Who is qualified to be our caretaker, our nurse?
神乃是把我们交在圣灵的手中。
God has placed us into the hand of the Holy Spirit.
所以这位保惠师
and this comforter
住在我们的里面
and he abides in us.
所以他在我们里面细细的做工。
And so he works very fine and very carefully within us.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这个圣经中有这样的话
you know the Bible has these words.
不要叫圣灵担忧
do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以我常常想啊
so many times I think,
圣灵住在我们里面
the Holy Spirit abides in us.
比那个主耶稣降生在马槽里面恐怕更不容易。
Oh, perhaps even more difficult than when the Lord Jesus was born in the manger.
弟兄姊妹，我们的里面呢，可是比那个马槽更可怕。
Oh, brothers and sisters, think about it. Within us is more filthy, more frightening than that manger.
但是圣灵带着无限的忍耐住。
But the Holy Spirit has infinite patience to abide in us.
所以有些使徒们开始明白圣灵的带领。
And so the apostles know.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
要体贴圣灵。
Oh, be mindful of the Holy Spirit.
顺服圣灵。
Obey the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天你看我们的生活。
We see our living.
常常很多时候是叫圣灵担忧的。
Many times we grieve the Holy Spirit.
他住在我们里面。
He abides in us.
然后呢，在十四章的二十六节那里告诉我们。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
这里讲圣灵来要教导我们一切事。
That the Holy Spirit is come to teach us in all things.
哎呀，我们今天老是在外面找老师。
And many times we look for a teacher without.
其实那个外面的老师教我们的很有限。
And the teacher without can teach us, but very limited.
讲不清楚。
And many times it's not clear.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们中国人常常讲，有的老师是误人子弟的。
And so, brothers and sisters, many times the Chinese saying goes, this teacher is actually teaching us wrong.
今天在教会里。
And so, in the church.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我在主面前真是恐惧。
Many times I am fear and trembling in the church.
因为我在这里面对的是谁啊？
Because who am I facing?
天父的儿女啊。
I'm facing the children of the Heavenly Father.
我不能随便乱讲的。
I cannot speak casually.
如果我教错了。
If I teach wrongly.
那不得了，你得罪天父啊。
I have sinned greatly. I have offended God the Father.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
所以只有圣灵在里面的教导最好的。
So only the teaching of the Holy Spirit within is best.
主说他会把一切事都教导你。
The Lord says He will teach you in all things.
所以到约翰写约翰一书的时候，
So when John wrote 1 John,
他说你们要顺服恩膏的教训。
Says we must obey the teaching of the anointing.
他说自有主的恩膏在凡事上教导你。
And only the teaching of the anointing will teach us in all things.
然后有一句话说呢，不用人教导。
And it says we need no man to teach us.
我年轻时候听那个话，我觉得哎呦，这个太危险了。
And I thought when I was young, oh, this is quite too risky.
我们很需要前面的弟兄，需要有经验人告诉我。
We need those who have experienced the saints before us to teach us.
约翰居然说。不需要人教导。
And John says, you need no man to teach you.
的确，经过这么多年。
And yes, through so many years.
我说不需要人教导。
No man needs to teach you.
有一年我碰见一位年长的弟兄。
And so one year I encountered an older brother.
当然，我非常敬爱他。
And I really respected him.
那有一天我们在一起交通的时候。
And one day as we were fellowshipping.
又碰到有些事情我不会。
And so there are some things I did not know.
我跟他讲，我说我年轻时候你都没有教导我。
And I told him, oh, when I was young, you didn't teach me this.
他说感谢主，还好没有教导。
He said, thank the Lord, I did not teach you this when you were young.
我说我教你就完了。
If I taught you, you'll be finished.
跟随圣灵。
Follow the Holy Spirit.
姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
的确，你如果会跟随这位保惠师。
Yes, if we know to follow this comforter.
他就在一切事上教导你。
He will teach us in all things.
二十六节呢，你还有一句话说。
And verse 26 there says,
他能使你们想起我所说的每一句话。
He will bring to your remembrance all the things which I have said to you.
这是第一个世纪。
This is in the first century.
写圣经的神迹。
And it is the one who wrote this is the miracle of writing the scripture.
就你看看主耶稣那些门徒啊。
Because you see all the apostles, the disciples of the Lord.
没有受过什么高等教育。
They were not highly educated at all.
呀，我们 Dana 说他在学校是顶尖的。
And so our brother Dana said he's top of the class.
那么这些打鱼的人会懂什么东西呢？
And so these fishermen, they don't know anything.
主找了这么一般人。
And so these are the ones the Lord sought.
文士法利赛人他不要找的。
And he did not look for the scribes and Pharisees.
那么像这些人主开头跟他们讲话。
And so these individuals, God spoke to them.
看他们也记不住的。
Oh, they cannot remember.
有时候主说你们听懂了吗？
Did you understand?
他说我们听懂了。
Yeah, we understand.
我每次读那里我很好就想笑。
And then when I read, they answer this way, I want to laugh.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
但是主一点都不着急。
Oh, but the Lord was not anxious.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他知道有一个时刻要来。
Because there is a time that is to come.
圣灵保惠师来了。
The Holy Spirit, the Comforter is come.
他能够在你里面叫你想起主所说的。
And he abides you, he will cause you to bring into remembrance all the things he have said.
难怪你看见这些使徒们记载主耶稣的生平的时候。
And so these apostles, when they wrote the life of the Lord Jesus,
主所讲的话，
all the words he said,
他们就是耶稣这样说。
And Jesus said,
他们没有一个人说的，那天啊，好像他这么说的。
None of them said, I think he said this on that day.
我记不大清楚了。
I don't really remember, but I think he said this.
好像有这么个意思。
I think he meant this.
如果是我是这样的。
That's the way I would write.
听完到了。
We hear the message.
我如果回去了。
We go home.
人家说，哎， Dana 弟兄讲什么了？
What did Dana, brother Dana share?
我说，大概讲这些吧。
I think he shared this.
我不可能每个字都记下来。
I cannot remember every single word.
但是这里圣灵有奇妙的工作。
But here the Holy Spirit has an amazing work.
能够使你想起主所说的每一句话。
So he'll bring into remembrance all the things that he have said.
所以常常有很多年长弟兄跟我讲。
And so many older brothers have said to me.
哎呀，他说这个我老了，现在 记忆力坏了。
Oh, I'm getting old. My memory is fleeting.
我读圣经都记不住。
I can't even remember the Bible.
他就想不要读了。
And so he said, oh, maybe I won't read it at all.
说你不要，你要读啊。
No, 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 you must read.
你读了忘了也不要紧。
You read it and you forget it, that's fine.
你所读的。
All that you have read.
有一位把你记住了。
There's someone who will remember for you.
到你真需要的时候。
And when you need it.
他就告诉你。
Oh, he will remind you.
这是何等的恩典呢、
啊、Oh, what a wonderful grace.
所以现在呢
And so today,
弟兄姊妹我们越来越老
Oh, we're getting older and older.
越来越衰退
Our memory is fading.
一点都不用担心
Oh, do not worry.
哎呀今天很多世上人整天担心吃这个补脑的那个补脑的药一大堆
And so today we take so many supplements, supplement for this, supplement for that. So we try
to 有时候也需要一点啊不是完全不要了
Well, we need a little bit.
但吃太多也没有意义。
But if you,
你要相信有另外一位住在你里面的。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
他帮助你记住主的话。
He will cause us to remember the word of God.
这是多么宝贵的一件事。
And how precious this is.
所以你尽量读主的话。
So read much the word of God.
不能忘了也不要紧。
Even if we forget, it's fine.
你忘记他记住。
You forget, he will remember.
所以这是基督徒的奇妙的生活。
And so this is the wonderful life of a Christian.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那么到了十五章。
Chapter 15.
那么这里哈
Here,
主说呢真理的圣灵来要为我做见证
The spirit of truth will come to be my witness
你们也要做见证
And ye are my witnesses
所以真正的见证
So a true testimony
是圣灵先在里面做的
So first it is done by the Holy Spirit within us
我们就在外面为主做见证
And externally we are his witness
所以是他拉准神
And so he is the one who stretch out the line
我们里面才有标准的
And then there is that standard within
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
所以一个人跟随圣灵非常的
So it's very important for us to follow the Holy Spirit.
我谨记啊，这个 Mrs. Penlouis 姊妹的话。
Now I remember Sister Penlouis, her words.
我说我牢记她这句话。
Now I bear in mind these words.
哎呀，这句话真的宝贵。
And these words are wonderful.
她说我们。跟随圣灵
She said that when we follow the Holy Spirit
我们要跟随到冷血的地步
And that we have to follow till we shed blood
不是 shed blood We follow the Holy Spirit
cold-blooded We follow the Holy Spirit cold-bloodedly
意思说什么呢今天呢圣灵在你里面最小的一个引导你都要顺服的。
And so what that means is even the minutest, tiniest guidance of the Holy Spirit within we must follow.
所以太重要了。
And so it is too important.
然后我们在16章的里面。
And so in chapter 16,
八节
verse 8,
保惠师来了。
The Holy Spirit is come.
世人畏罪畏义畏审判自己责备自己。
And so the Holy Spirit's come is to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and of judgment.
因为他的光照
Because of his enlightenment.
叫我们才能够自己责备自己
So that we can rebuke ourselves.
你知道我们这些人呢
You know, for us,
在主的光底下
it is not under the illumination of God, we cannot see ourselves.
要我们责备自己很难的
It is hard for us to admonish ourselves.
我们大多数时候都称赞自己
Oh, many times we praise ourselves.
我看很多人在讲台上都这样称赞自己
And so many on the pulpit would praise themselves.
他多爱主啊
Oh, how I love the Lord.
多跟随主
And how much I follow the Lord.
很少人看见在讲台上审判自己
And many will convict themselves on the pulpit.
弟兄姊妹，主来了
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has come.
光照我们
It is to enlighten us.
让我们看见自己的本相。
So see our own nature.
我只记得
I remember
二十几岁出来侍奉主。
When I was in my 20s serving the Lord.
有一段时间
There was a period of time.
圣灵的光在里面。
The light of the Spirit was within.
他把我里面整个光景显露出来。
And he exposed me completely from within.
我难过得不得了。
I was so sorrowful.
我就说我现在我的情况啊好像人家那个清道夫在街上翻那个阴沟一样。
And so, just like the janitor sweeping and they pick up all the trash and it's exposed.
那个 sewer, 把那个
And the sewer is all exposed.
那个 sewer 里面东西那个拉出来那个是臭泥烂泥。
And everything in the sewer is smelly and filthy.
所以是你在里面翻我。
And so it's just tossing about.
翻得我难过得不得了。
I was such an agony.
你外面看不出来。
You cannot tell from without.
外面看这个孙弟兄啊不错。
Oh, you look at brother son. He's
哎呦，那段时间我真是难过。
Oh, but there's a period of time I was in such sorrow.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, because of that reason,
叫我从那天开始起,
And so from that point on,
我再也不敢随便批评任何人。
I dare not judge, criticize others.
每次当我一批评,
because when I criticize,
你看见你还不如他呢。
The Holy Spirit say, oh, you're not even as him.
你们多败坏。
Oh, look at how corrupt you are within.
所以你看这个对我们是多大的恩典呢。
And so this is such a wonderful grace.
所以只有圣灵的光照在里面。
Only when the Holy Spirit enlightens us within.
让我们看见自己的本相。
So that we see our own nature just as we are.
我们才会为自己而后悔的。
And then we'll regret, repent for our own.
自己责备自己。
And we'll convict ourselves.
所以这个也是一个很重要的一个。
And so this is a very important experience.
那么到了16章的13节。
Chapter 16, verse 13.
这一句话也是非常重要。
And these words are very important.
希望弟兄姊妹能记得。
Brothers and sisters, you must remember.
这里讲说呢。
Here it says.
只等真理的圣灵来了。 他要引你们进入一切真理。
But when he has come, the Spirit of Truth, he shall guide you into all the truth.
他把你们那个后面的那个真理可以翻成是 reality, 是实际。
And so, all the truth is all the reality.
今天呢，我们听见这些道。
So when we hear many messages, we read the word of God, how able to enter into that reality, it is the Holy Spirit who will lead you into that reality.
圣经中的每一句话,
and so all the word, every word of the Bible, it is not that we use exert outward effort to follow.
只有圣灵带领你,
only when the Holy Spirit will lead you into that reality.
比方说我们学十架的功课,
and when we learn the lesson of the cross,
碰见难处了,
and we have a hardship,
我们都知道一个基督徒要学习向自己死。
And we know as Christians we have to learn to die to the self. I have so many chances to learn this lesson.
因为我有这个道理。
Because I have this doctrine.
所以有时候碰见难处了。
And so sometimes the hardship comes.
哎呀，我想我要死了。
I have to die.
我必须向自己死。
I have to die to myself.
我一直对自己讲。
And so I say to myself.
向自己死。
So die to myself.
向自己死。
Die to myself.
我越讲啊。
And the more I say it.
里面就越活。
And the more living that I am.
死不了。
I cannot die.
好难过啊。
I feel bad.
所以你知道那个半死不活啊。
And so that's terrible. I'm half alive, half dead.
活得还难过啊。
It's even worse than being alive.
哇，难过得不得了。
I'm in such agony.
我在祷告中。
And so I pray and pray.
圣灵在里面引导。
And the Holy Spirit will lead.
一下时间进入基督的死。Immediately
I enter into the death of Christ.
满天的云雾都消散。
And all the clouds have gone away.
这里面的不满意都没了。
And all the unhappiness and pleasure is gone.
完全的安息。
It is complete rest.
这是真的。
And that's true.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所有的真理。
All the truth.
都必须容让圣灵引你进入。
Must be led by the Holy Spirit for us to enter into reality. Man cannot help you.
有时候我们听到天的祈求，哎呦，觉得这个很好。
Oh, perhaps we hear the message, you say, oh, this is good.
感谢主这个弟兄，你用他话供应我了。
Oh, thank the Lord, he has used this brother to provide me.
哎，你慢一点。
slow down.
你还没进入呢。
you have not entered into it yet.
你不是听懂这个话就得着。
Not just because you hear it, you understand it, that you have obtained it. The Holy Spirit must lead you into that reality.
你好好祷告。
you go home, you pray well.
求圣灵把你。
May the Holy Spirit lead you into that reality, into that truth.
并且呢, 圣灵在你里面,
and the Holy Spirit within us.
他把他所听见的事都告诉我,
he will tell you all that he hear.
然后呢, 他也告诉我们将来的事,
and he will announce to you what is coming.
你看这位真理的圣灵在我们里面,
now this is the Spirit's truth within us.
做的是何等宝贵的事,
how precious is his work.
然后呢, 在, 这个16章的14节里面,
in chapter 16, verse 14,
这里说呢,
here it says,
圣灵来要荣耀我,
the Holy Spirit is come, he shall glorify me.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是圣灵在我们身上最重要的工作,
this is the most important work of the Holy Spirit, that in us he will glorify Christ.
到多年以前呢,
now many years ago,
我知道有一个在五旬节派里面的一个牧师,
I know of this pastor, Pentecostal pastor.
他们很注重灵恩的。
They are very charismatic.
我过去呢也稍微注意一下他们这个运动。
And so I pay attention to their movement.
我常常注意什么, 我看从他们出来的那个信息里面有没有什么亮光。
And so I want to receive if there's any light from their message.
但很多时候叫我失望的。
Oh, but many times I'm disappointed.
那个信息出来很简单。
Oh, the message is very simple.
根本没什么深度。
There's no depth to it.
诶, 但是这个人呢,
oh, but this person,
他讲了几句很有意义的话,
he said some very meaningful words.
他说, 圣灵来,
the Holy Spirit come,
他不叫人注意他,
it's so that he will not be the focus.
他叫人注意, 主耶稣。
Oh, but the Holy Spirit come is for them, for us to pay attention to the Lord Jesus.
我觉得这个人是懂得圣灵的。
Oh, I feel this person understands the Holy Spirit.
因为今天很多追求圣灵，整天眼睛都盯着圣灵。
Oh, because when we pursue after the Holy Spirit, we're focused on the Holy Spirit.
甚至祷告也是圣灵啊，圣灵。
And we pray, Holy Spirit, Spirit, Spirit.
圣灵说你不要注意我了。
And the Holy Spirit says, No, do not pay attention to me. Pay attention to the Lord Jesus.
他来是为了荣耀。
Because he has come to glorify me, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么他还讲了另外一句很好的话。
And this Pentecostal pastor also said,
圣灵在地上的工作。
And the work of the Holy Spirit.
是为建立基督的教会。
It is to establish the church of Christ.
哦，我觉得他这个倒是有点抓住了圣灵的那个工作。
Oh, I felt these words.
真正的意义。
Did grasp the true meaning of the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天主借着他的灵,
today the Lord through his Spirit,
在我们里面把基督的荣耀带到我们里面,
will bring the glory of Christ here to manifest upon us.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
约翰在晚年的时候,
in the last days, end days of John,
在约翰福音里面,
in the gospel according to John,
记下了有关保惠师重要的原则。
He has recorded for us these important principles of the work of the Holy Spirit.
经过了六七十年之后。
And 60-70 years after.
他重新在神的百姓中间修正他们对圣灵的认识。
Once again, he adjusted the understanding of the people of the Holy Spirit.
我们真是满心感谢我们。
And how thankful we are to our Lord.
因为今天。
Because today.
神把准神放在圣灵的手中。
That the measuring line is in the hand of the Holy Spirit.
所以在基督徒生活里,
therefore, in Christian life,
跟随圣灵,
when we follow the Holy Spirit,
变成了一个非常重要的一个经历,
has become a very important experience for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
他在我们的生活中立标准,
now, he in our life has this standard.
其实他也测量这个标准。
And he also measures this standard.
大小都测量。
He measures great and small.
啊，所以今天。
So today.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们不会过基督徒的生活。
We do not know how to live a Christian life.
我不知道你是怎么想的。
I don't know what you think.
你觉得你会过基督徒生活吗？
Do you think you're able to live a Christian life?
我觉得我不会。
I feel I cannot.
但是呢。
But,
有一件事情,
there's one thing,
如果我跟随圣灵的带领,
if I follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
就会过属灵的生活,
I would be able to live a spiritual life.
我会跟从圣灵,
when I follow the Holy Spirit,
我就会做属灵的工,
I would be able to do spiritual work.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是多重要的一件事。
So brothers and sisters, this is very important.
所以本来神的儿女们,
the children of God,
最好的教导是圣灵。
The best teacher is the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是今天我们在主面前需要确实明白的一件事情。
This is something that we must be able to clearly understand today.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为圣灵握住这个准绳。
Because the Holy Spirit has in his hand the measuring line.
在历史上。
So throughout history.
许多跟随圣灵带领的人。
Many who follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他们手中也可以握住准绳。
Likewise, they can hold on to that line.
啊。你看《使徒行传》整个的情况都是这样。
You see, that is the condition in all of the book of Acts.
其实旧约的时候就已经是这样。
Even in the Old Testament, that was the case.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们看见在旧约的历史当中。
In the history of the Old Covenant.
先知撒加利亚。
Zechariah the prophet.
他不仅在第一章里面在异象中看见了准绳。
Not only in chapter 1, he saw this measuring line.
他在第四章里面
In chapter 4,
他讲到一个人
He said this man
这个人叫所罗巴伯
This is Zerubbabel, he said
他就看见所罗巴伯怎样手拿线砣
And how that in Zerubbabel he has the plummet
我们知道这个线砣啊
We know that this plummet
也是一个标准
It is also a standard
短的标准
It is a short standard
圣灵拉的是大标准
Now the Holy Spirit has stretched out this measuring line as well
我们在生活中侍奉中跟随主在一个小的一个标准
Now in our service in our life there is a small plummet
我记得我年轻的时候
So I remember when I was young
我看那些乡下人他们那个砌墙啊
And so when I see in the village what they had
做墙造墙
when they make the wall And so they build a wall with the red bricks one upon another. And so there's this line.
在最那边,
and so from that point, and so there's a plummet.
那么那个线陀呢,因为他们没有那个,那种真正的那个,正是铁的那个线陀。
And so they don't have the true real plummet with the heavy weight on the bottom.
所以他们有时候绑块石头。
And so they just tie a heavy rock on the line.
拉也是一个线陀。
And so it becomes a sort of plummet.
因为根据那个它有一个标准。
And so, according to that, there is a standard.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们看见在历史中,
today we see throughout history,
有人在侍奉主,
there are many who serve the Lord.
他们是根据神的标准行事。
They work according to the standard of God.
所以呢,
so,
神让先知特别看见,
so, God showed specially Zerubbabel to Zechariah. And what is Zerubbabel doing?
他手上拿着一个线陀,
and so he has this plummet in his hand.
亲爱弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道所罗巴伯这个人呢,
now we know this person, Zerubbabel,
是一个很平凡的人,
is a very common man.
所以在以色列百姓中也是个很平凡的领袖,
and so he's a very common leader amongst the people of Israel.
他也许没什么大恩赐,
perhaps he did not have any great gifts.
但是他真的是爱神的,
but he loved God.
他也愿意顺服神,
and he wants to obey God.
所以当古列王下命令的时候,
and so when King Cyrus gave the command,
哎, 他答应神的呼召,
he answered the call of God.
他愿意放下一切,
he was willing to forsake all to return.
啊, 所以我们知道以色列人第一次回归,
and so we know in the first return, he was a leader.
跟大祭司约书亚,
and with the great high priest Jeshua, they were the leaders.
但是呢,
no, but he was not a very outstanding leader.
啊, 我知道各处聚会, 有的聚会呢, 哎呦, 他们的那个带领的弟兄们,
oh, but I know many of the leaders in the assemblies, they are very outstanding.
啊, 弟兄姊妹就很高兴,
our brothers and sisters feel very happy.
跟着一个好领袖,
oh, I'm following a good leader.
啊, 加今天呢,跟着所罗巴伯,
oh, but today I'm following Zerubbabel.
哎呀, 怎么找了这么个领袖?
No, I don't know what kind of leader he is.
我们就很失望了,
and so we might feel disappointed. But do not be,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
虽然他没有多少的才干,
even though he may not be very gifted,
但是他爱主,
but he loved the Lord.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得以色列人从被掳之地归回是不容易的。
We know that from the return from captivity is not easy.
因为以色列人被掳到巴比伦70年了,
because they were in captivity in Babylon for 70 years.
我想可能是这个这所罗巴伯就在
and so we know that Zerubbabel was born in the land of captivity.
啊, 那个时候以色列人所有的都失去外面侍奉都失去了。
And so outwardly all the Israel has lost worship.
他们的光景是很凄凉的。
And so it is very barren condition.
非常的软弱的。
Very weak.
哎呀, 那个整个谈不上有什么气氛。
And so there's no atmosphere at all.
在那会儿光景中间,
in that condition.
那么所罗巴伯自己又很软弱。
And so Zerubbabel also is weak.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
他居然里面有一个爱主的心,
he has a heart to love the Lord.
有一个愿意顺服主的心,
a willing to submit to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹70年不简单,
brothers and sisters, it's not easy for 70 years.
像我到美国50多年,
and so I'm in the US for over 50 years.
那么我的儿子孙子都出来了,
and so I have my son and my grandchildren.
可是我看他们了,
and I look at them.
因为我从远东来的,
because I'm from the Far East.
我过去知道教会的光景是怎样的,
and so I know the condition of the church in those days.
他们知道吗?
They know.
完全不知道,
they have no idea.
所以我常常为他们祷告,
so I pray much for them.
求主保守他们,
oh Lord, keep them.
让他们呢, 在这个环境中长大, so, 人就能明白主的心意,
that they grow up in the different environment, but they will still come to know the heart of God.
在这里生活年日久了你就知道,
brothers and sisters, we live in the US.
到这里,
for a long period of time, we know. We are here for a long time, we grow up here. Oh, we're still influenced by some background we have. But for us who are born here and grow up here, we are U.S. citizens.
外面看起来是黄的,
oh, but we are yellow skin, but white within.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
our brothers and sisters.
啊, 这不容易了,
it's not easy.
你就知道这被掳70年,
you know, in captivity for 70 years, for Jewish people, it is a great trial.
所以难怪, 当神呼召人回去的时候
And so that's why when God called them to return,
有少数人回去
There's only a small remnant.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
在第一批的人中间，所罗巴伯做他们的领袖
In the first return, Zerubbabel was their leader.
啊，那么，所以先知啊，在异象中看见
So in the vision, the prophet saw.
神对撒迦利亚说
And said to Zechariah.
看见所罗巴伯吗
God said to Zechariah, do you see him?
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能
It is not by might nor by power.
乃是依靠我的灵
But by my spirit that he can do this.
感谢主
Oh, brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
我们知道了
We know.
所罗巴伯是没有势力，也没有才能的
But he is one without might, without power.
他不像这个以斯拉
And not like Ezra.
他认识当代的君王呢
And he knew the king of that generation.
跟尼希米也是
And like Nehemiah,
oh,
he's so close to the king.
虽然他们爱主，他们不愿依靠这些君王。
And even though they love the Lord, they did not want to depend on the king.
但是你读那个故事，多多少少他们得到这些君王的帮助。
Oh, but more or less, we see how the king helped them.
这个所罗巴伯呢
？But Zerubbabel,
可能就是走在这个什么巴比伦城里面的一个犹太人。
And so he was very a traditional Babylonian.
没什么人认识他的。
And nobody knew this Israelite.
他没有势力。
He had no power.
他没有才干。
He had no might.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
但是他会跟从神的灵。
He's able to follow the Spirit of God.
所以当他跟从神的灵
And when he follows the Spirit of God,
神就叫先知撒迦利亚这样说
And so God says to Zechariah,
大山啊
O great mountain,
你在所罗巴伯的面前变为平地
Oh, before Zerubbabel, but you are but a plain.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会历史上的故事
Brothers and sisters, this is the story of the church.
神曾经用了很多在人看来不算什么的
God have used so many men who are so common, ordinary,
没有能力的人
no power, no might.
但是呢
But,
大山叫他们被夷为平地。
Oh, they can remove the great mountain as a plain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
这个所罗巴伯啊
this Zerubbabel.
对我个人来讲是很大的激励。
Now, personally, he's a great encouragement to me.
哎呀，我们知道这个侍，你去侍奉主，如果有背后有人 support 你，你总是放心一点，对吧
？Now you know if you serve the Lord and you have some support behind you, someone to support you, you feel more relaxed.
1978年到西雅图的。
And so when I was in Seattle,
1978, 什么也都没有
，I had nothing.
拎那个皮箱
，and my suitcase.
带着我的妻子
，and my wife.
两个幼小的孩子
，and I had two young children.
我们就跑到西雅图去
，and we went to off we go to Seattle.
也没有什么钱。
We didn't have much savings.
没有认识多少人。
I did not know any people there.
开始聚会。
And so we gathered there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢神。
Thank God.
你可以没有势力。
We don't have might.
可以没有能力。
We don't have power.
但是你不能不依靠圣灵。
But we must depend on the Holy Spirit.
所以当你能依靠圣灵的时候。
And when we trust in the Holy Spirit.
你就看见任何的拦阻在你面前都算不得。
We can see even the great mountain, high, difficult things are nothing.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
他并且呢，把一块石头放在殿顶上。
And he has placed the cornerstone, the capstone on top.
什么叫做这个石顶上的石头
？And what is this headstone, this capstone?
这个顶上的石头一放，就表示这个屋子整个建成。
And so when you place the cornerstone, this capstone, headstone on, that means this house is perfect.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
在这么软弱的光景中
，In such a weak condition,
依靠主的灵
，When we trust in the Spirit of the Lord,
建造起来了。
And the temple was built.
立了圣殿的根基。
And the foundation was laid.
圣殿把它整个建造。
And the temple was built.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你读撒迦利亚书第四章
When we read Zechariah chapter 4,
看见这个软弱的器皿
We can see this weak vessel
在圣灵的带领
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit
做了何等荣耀的事情
What a glorious thing he did
所以今天呢
So today
不管你感觉自己多软弱
Regardless how feel we weak we are
你不用去羡慕别人的恩赐
Oh, do not admire others' gifts
也不用去羡慕人家的口才
And do not envy others' eloquence
弟兄姊妹你只要好好的跟随
Brothers and sisters, follow the Holy Spirit well
神用你
God will use you.
啊，你能够在神手中成为一个有用的器皿。
And you will become a useful vessel in the hand of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters.
我真是满心的感谢。
And our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to God.
圣经在那里讲说呢。
And so the Holy Spirit says here.
谁敢藐视 所罗巴伯小事的日子。
Who can despise the day of small things?
原文是小事的日子。
And says the day of small things in the text.
所罗巴伯呢，没什么才干，他只能做小事。
And so Zerubbabel is not gifted. He can only do small things.
只能做小工。
Only small work.
但是谁敢藐视他呢？
But who dare despise it?
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
只要一个人能被神用。
If one is used by God,
没有人可以藐视他。
No one can despise.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我记得是我刚到西雅图的时候，
I remember when I first arrived in Seattle,
我在中间祷告，
I prayed to the Lord,
为主做工啊，
I want to work for the Lord,
开始一个聚会啊，
and we begin an assembly,
主在我里面给我个很小的一个提醒，
and so the Lord gave me a small reminder,
主说你只要在小事上忠心就可以，
the Lord says, only all I need for you to do is to be faithful in the small things,
哎呀，这个给我何等大的一个鼓励，
oh, what a great encouragement that was to me,
因为今天我们很多做工喜欢做大工，
because we work, we want to do great work,
哦，一做呢，全世界人都知道，
and so if I'm to work, everybody has to know,
不需要这样，
no,
用姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你看做大工啊，我跟你讲，很辛苦的。
Now, when you do great work, it's actually very laborious.
我在过去的这个教会侍奉里面。
And so when I serve in the church,
我就看见那些大有恩赐、大有才干的人。
I see those who are gifted and very talented.
他们整天过的都是这个不安的生活。
And so they are living an unrestful life.
所以像有的人工作做了全世界去了。
And so some have to work throughout the whole world.
结果他就整天在担心这个背叛那个背叛。
So they're always worried, this person, that person will betray me.
感谢主，这个做小事的人呢。
Oh, thank the Lord, one of small things.
睡得非常安稳。
And so I sleep very restful.
倒头就睡了。
Oh, I fall into my pillow and I'm off to sleep.
你看这不是福气吗？
Isn't that a blessing?
你干嘛要做大工啊？
Why do we want to envy such great work?
大工是神做的。
God himself will do the great work.
今天呢，我们在小事上忠心就好了。
So just let us be faithful in the small
things. 这多大的福气啊！
What a great blessing.
所以从头一天直到今天。
And so from the first day to now.
聚会人多了。
So we have more numbers.
我还是做小事。
I'm still doing small things.
我从来没感觉我现在要做大工。
No, I do not feel now I can do great things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
所罗巴伯
Zerubbabel,
在圣经里面
in the Bible,
给了我们一个多么美好的一个榜样。
He has been given to us as a beautiful example.
特别鼓励你我。
It is especially an encouragement to you and me.
平凡人。
We are common, ordinary people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我不知道你是不是觉得你自己很不平凡。
Now, I don't know if you feel you're very extraordinary.
我感谢主让我做个平凡。
I thank the Lord that I'm very ordinary.
我非常平凡。
I'm very, very ordinary.
啊，所以我侍奉主，我得很安息。
So, I'm very restful when I serve the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天。
Today.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
那么所罗巴伯只做了一件事情。
And so Zerubbabel only did this one thing.
叫神的心非常的喜悦。
And that caused great pleasure in the heart of God.
就他当他手拿线头的时候。
And when he had the plummet in his hand.
圣经中说什么？
And what does the Bible say?
就说呢，神的心喜悦。
And that the heart of God was pleased.
所以今天呢，
And so today,
侍奉主啊，
when we serve the Lord,
最重要的事情就是讨神的喜悦。
The most important thing is for us to seek God's pleasure.
保罗在世的日子。
And so whenPaul was on earth.
他说我们立定心志要讨神的欢喜。
And that we are determined to please God.
哇，他立志讨神的欢喜。
And that he made it his aim to please God.
所以神的喜悦是一件宝贵的事情。
And so God's pleasure is very precious.
啊，我们知道在弟兄运动中间呢。
We know in the brethren movement.
有个弟兄叫 Brother Burler.
And there's this brother, Brother Burler.
啊。他讲了一个小故事很有意思。
And he shared a story that was very interesting.
他说有一个妈妈有一个十岁的孩子。
And there's this mother with a 10-year-old child.
妈妈非常爱这个孩子。
This mother loved the child deeply.
平常就对就是这个母女两个人好得不得了。
And so they had a wonderful relationship.
有一天呢这个小女孩做错事。
Oh, so one day the child did something wrong.
叫事做了坏事叫她妈妈心里非常不高兴。
And said something bad that caused the mom's heart to ache.
所以他那天呢跑来了。
So that day the child came.
他搂着妈妈的脖子。
And so held on and around
平常呢他搂
的 neck of the mom. And so normally the mom also embraces the child.
那天他搂着他妈妈的脖子。
And so when the child had her arms around the neck of the mother.
把脖子转过去。
And so the mom turned her head.
就抱着他妈妈。
And then held on to her mom.
他说妈你还爱我吗
Do you still love me? 你还爱我吗? Do you still love me?
这个母亲回头讲一句话,
and so the mom turned her head and said,
爱你但是不喜欢,
oh, I love you, but I'm not pleased with you.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
为了讲了这么一个小故事,
and so this is a very small story.
多么生动啊,
it is very animated.
今天神爱我们是不改变,
and so yet, yes, God's love toward us never changes.
不一定喜悦我们,
but he may not be pleased with us.
一个人如果能讨神喜悦,
so we are able to please God.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情,
how precious is it?
什么叫做喜悦?
What does it mean, his pleasure?
喜悦就是叫做他心满足,
and so his pleasure is his heart is satisfied.
我们弟兄们都讲, 神的心意满足,
and so our brothers are sure when his heart is fully satisfied, there's glory. So if you want the glory of God to appear, you have to seek his pleasure.
你看以诺就是这样,
and so that was Enoch.
以诺与神同行300年,
Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
希伯来书里面告诉我们,
so Hebrews tells us,
在他被提之前,
and before he was caught up,
他已经得着神喜悦他的名证,
and that God was pleased with him. He received this testimony.
哎呀, 每次我读到那里我很羡慕,
and so when we read such words, we admire.
我们知道主回来了,
we know our Lord is coming.
你知道主喜欢你吗?
Do you know if the Lord is pleased with you?
主看见我们能心满意足吗?
When he sees us, will he be satisfied?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
在地上的日子,
when our Lord was on earth,
我们要追求神的喜悦,
we must seek his pleasure.
保罗在他书信里面提到这个神的喜悦,
and so in the epistles of Paul, he mentions about God's pleasure.
那么简单的讲, 比方说, 罗马书12章呢,
and so Romans chapter 12, we know.
所以他说我们如果把身体献上当作活祭,
if we offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice,
圣洁是可喜悦的,
it is holy, acceptable, pleasing unto God.
神的儿女能把自己奉献给,
so brothers and sisters, we offer ourselves to the Lord.
神的心很满足,
and this pleases God.
叫神很快乐的,
and it caused him great delight.
还有说神的国不在乎这个吃喝,
and God's kingdom is not in food and drink.
在乎什么公义和平和圣灵中的喜乐,
oh, but it is in peace, joy, and the power and the joy of the Holy Spirit.
如果你们追求这几样,
and if we pursue after
these things, 就能得神的喜悦,
we will seek his pleasure.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
保罗在世的日子,
when Paul was living, he knows in all that he does it is to seek God's pleasure. If God's not pleased, do not do it.
我们今天呢,
and we're not careful, mindful of this at all today. And so the glory of God cannot appear. So my dear brothers and sisters,
因为所罗巴伯手拿线砣,
because in the hand of Zerubbabel was the plummet.
当今天在全地, 神的标准都失去的时候,
when throughout all the world, all the standard of God is
lost,
when no one pays attention to the standard of God, we want to be ones who will work according to his standard.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters, such things will cause great pleasure in the heart of God.
哎呀,
may the Lord imprint this picture in our heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
侍奉主,
when we serve the Lord,
是宝贵的,
it's precious.
但是如果不能按照神的标准,
yet if it's not according to God's standard,
再多也没有意义,
even the more we do, it is meaningless.
你没办法讨神的喜悦,
we're not seeking God's pleasure.
所以呢, 所罗巴伯什么都没有,
so Zerubbabel had nothing.
他也做不了什么大功的,
he cannot do great work.
但是,
but
他在 建造圣殿的事上,
in the building of the temple,
还要按照神的标准,
it is according to the standard of God.
所以今天呢, 不管聚会人多人少,
so today when we assemble, whether great or small number,
最重要是按照神的标准,
the most important thing, it must be according to God's standard.
今天呢, 人做工作,
today man's work, I want more numbers, more people,
为什么盖得大大的,
a bigger building.
神呢,
no, do not focus on those things.
神看里面有没有他的标准,
God is looking for him. Is my standard there?
啊, 我想弟兄姊妹们,
I think brothers and sisters,
这几天我们在这里再三的讲到,
again and again when we share
这个很神的事情,
this matter of the measuring line,
今天这个世代里面,
in this generation,
太重要了,
it is of utmost importance.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
求主施恩给我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us.
啊, 所以要做神,
so we must seek his pleasure.
啊, 我还有点时间,
now I have a little bit of time left.
我想讲一点约翰吧,
and so I speak a little bit about John.
昨天我还没时间讲啊,
so I did not have time yesterday.
今天呢, 我拿出一点时间来讲,
so I have some time to speak about John today.
约翰,
we know John,
他在世的日子,
when he was living,
历史上所有读圣经的人公认, 他是一个恢复的指示。
All those who study the scriptures say that he has a ministry of mending to restore.
感谢主啊,
we thank the Lord.
今天早晨我们Dana弟兄呢, 把这个约翰福音呢, 这都讲了, 讲得很多。
Our brother Dana already shared much on the gospel according to John this morning.
我不要说他偷我的。
I won't say he's stealing from me.
我要说他帮助我。
But I'm saying he's helping me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他把这些讲了, 我就不需要讲。
And so he says so much, I don't have to speak about those, I have no time.
所以我只能简单地讲一点这个,
And so I just share simply on some of the principles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters.
约翰,
for John,
在头一个世纪,
in the first century,
他活到最后,
he was the last one.
他同在的同伴都过去了,
all his companions, his contemporary, all passed on.
都寻到了,
and they were all martyrs.
甚至连保罗都寻到了,
and even Paul.
约翰还留下来,
but John remained.
那是很孤单的,
very lonely.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
并且他在世的日子, 教会的光景已经开始下坠,
and when he saw the condition of the church coming down, falling,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
他自己又被放逐到拔摩海岛上,
he was also isolated in the island Patmos.
神在异象中, 让他看见亚细亚的七个教会,
and in the vision, God showed him the seven churches of Asia Minor,
那个代表历史历代的众教会的,
and that is a representation of all the churches throughout history.
那几个可能在当代的聚会里面还算是好,
perhaps these seven churches are still considered someone good in those days.
但是如果你读启示录的,
but when we read the first three chapters of Revelation,
没有一个光景是在神跟前是完全的,
there is no condition that is perfect before God. Even in the church in Philadelphia,
圣经告诉我们它是略有一点的力量,
that yet while you have a little strength,
也是非常的软弱,
it is still very weak,
以及中间也有难处的,
and they have hardship as well.
那么士美拿呢更是在苦难的当中,
and Smyrna was even in affliction,
其他的几个教会的光景失落得非常的厉害,
and the other five churches was downfallen much,
所以看起来是一片的凄凉的,
and so we see of great desolation there.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个时候,
at this time,
神兴起约翰,
God rose up John.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他是在第一个世纪末了的时候,
at the end of the first century,
众使徒中最后一个拉准神的人,
he is the last apostle holding the line.
是多么的宝贵,
how precious.
弟兄姊妹们, 他在那么大的年纪, 他开始起来写约翰福音,
in such an old age, he was risen to write the apostle according to John,
一二三书,
and 1st and 2nd and 3rd John,
起来写启示录,
and also to pen Revelation.
这些圣经,
all this scripture,
对历史历代的众教会,
to all the churches throughout history,
带来何等重要的启示,
what a great revelation, important revelation this is.
这些真理,
all this truth,
使很多教会,
that it will cause great revival in the church.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
他到晚年的时候他就引人注视基督,
and in his last days he turned our focus to Christ,
叫人认识基督,
that we know Christ,
也叫人经历基督,
and to experience Christ.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
在那个艰难的时代里面,
in that difficult time,
约翰, 在他这么大年纪衰老的时候,
John in such an old age,
仍旧为着神的工作,
was still for the work of God,
拉起这道准绳,
to stretch out this line,
他的执事啊,
and his ministry,
其实是弟兄姊妹, 你都知道他的特点,
now we know his uniqueness.
约翰的话很简单,
his words are very simple,
但是非常深奥,
but they're very deep.
啊, 他的话一看都懂,
his words we read, we understand,
但是呢,
but
里面的意义, 却是非常非常的丰富,
wow, the richness of the meaning, the fullness of that meaning.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
你看约翰福音,
now in the gospel according to John,
那么今天早晨我们的弟兄把里面的八个神迹通八个兆头通通讲了,
and so our brother already shared on the eight signs this morning.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
但是我们知道吗,
we know
约翰福音第一章,
John chapter 1
四节,
verse 4
是非常重要的话,
it's very important words.
那句话叫做生命在他里头,
the life is in him.
弟兄姊妹, 这句话,
brothers and sisters, these words
非常宝贵的一句话。
These words, John 1:4, is very precious.
对于我个人的领会来讲
，In my personal understanding,
我觉得这是约翰福音里面的一个钥匙。
That is the key to the gospel according to John.
这八个神迹
，These eight signs,
这里的钥匙在这里。
That is the key.
因为生命在他里头。
Because in him was the life.
所以他到哪里，生命就在哪里。
And wherever he is, that's where the life is.
生命一来，难处就解决了。
And when life has come, all the hardships go away.
请弟兄姊妹记得，生命在他里头。
So brothers and sisters, in him was life.
那么这句话
Now this word
非常宝贵的意义
is very important and precious meaning.
首先我们知道
First we know
是当神要把他的生命赐给人的时候
So when God was to give his life to man
神不能把这个生命直接给人
God cannot directly give this life to us.
因为把这么圣洁的生命放在我们这么污秽的人里面
Such a holy life and such corrupt vessel
这个生命就会被玷污了
It will be defiled.
所以神把这个生命放在他儿子的里面
So this life was placed in his son.
他的儿子好像一个器皿一样
And his son is like a vessel.
他把生命放在他里面
And so the life was in him.
我们晓得这个生命就是神的荣耀
And we know that this life is the glory of God.
主耶稣来到地上了
And so when the Lord Jesus was on earth,
在他里面把生命带来了
And so he brought this life down with him.
难怪圣经里面传福音书就讲到
Therefore, when we preach the gospel, we say,
人信神的儿子就有生命
Those who believe in the son,Half the son, half the life.
你不信神的儿子，你就没有生命。
If you do not believe in the son, you do not have life.
因为生命在他里头。
Because life is in him.
我们为什么信耶稣？
Why do I believe in Jesus?
因为你信耶稣，你才从他得着生命。
Because when we believe in him, from him we receive life.
这个简单的道理，我们现在
very, very simple doctrine.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
在以后你的生活经历里面
But in our life experience,
人就要守住这个。
You still have to hold fast to this point.
生命在他里头。
The life is in him.
这另外一个意思告诉我们。
So another meaning tells us,
在基督之外。你是找不到生命的。
Apart from Christ, there is no life.
所以今天呢，我们侍奉主啊。
So when we serve the Lord today,
我们就把基督带来了。
Only when we bring in Christ,
人才得到生命。
Then others receive life.
哎，我们不能说，哎呦，这个弟兄好，他能供应生命。
Oh, this brother is great. He'll give us life. No.
是他供应基督。
Oh, if we provide Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以因此呢，这个在我们的生活聚会侍奉里面呢，要非常非常。
Therefore, in our life, in our church life, in our work and service, we have to pay attention to this.
我多年前呢，我曾经讲过这个例子啊。
Many years I shared this example.
但是今天呢，我们晓得一个世代过去，新的一代起来。
But we know it's another generation now.
所以很多人没听过。
Perhaps you may not have heard this.
今天容我许我再讲一遍。
So forgive me if I repeat it today.
啊，不要我喜欢问这样的问题。
So I like to ask this question.
我们要读圣经。
We have to read the Bible.
我要问说。
I have to ask.
生命在不在圣经里
Is there life in the Bible?
在吗
Is there life in the scriptures?
生命在圣经里吗
Is there life in the word?
很多人点头、啊、
Many nod.
你错了。
No, but you're wrong.
为什么你说你这么胆大呢
Why are you so bold to say that I'm wrong?
圣经神的话。
The word, the Bible is the word of God. How come there's no life?、
Oh.
No.
你如果读约翰福音第五章
If you read John chapter 5,
神曾经对那些犹太人说
And so the Lord says to the Jews,
你们查考圣经
You search the scriptures.
因为你们以为那种有生
You search the scriptures thinking that you can find life.
然而
Yet,
你们不肯到我这里来得生命
You will not come to me to have life.
就是怎么这个读经的秘诀来了
Brothers and sisters, that's the secret to read the Bible.
你读经不是光 记这些字句
So when we read the Bible,We're not just memorizing the word, all these stories,
这些教条的,
all the doctrine.
你必须摸到圣经中的基督,
We must see the Christ in the Bible.
你才能够得到生命,
and then you have life.
因为呢,
Because,
圣经很明告, 明显告, 生命在他里,
Because the Bible clearly tells us in him was the life.
And
it's not in the letter of the word.
我们常常讲, 圣灵解开主的话语,
So when the Holy Spirit opens up the word to us,
就叫我们能够得着基督的意义
Then we're able to gain the meaning of Christ.
我们就能够享受在基督里面。
Then we're able to enjoy the fullness of Christ.
生命在他里头。
Because in him was life.
哇，这个太重要。
And this is very important.
请你记得。
So bear in mind.
以后读经的时候。
When we read the Bible.
摸到生命。
Oh, when we touch life.
你摸到生命。
When we touch life.
圣经对你就是开放的。
When we touch the life, then it will open up to us.
啊，我们基督徒有很多生活上天天在做的事。
And so many things we do in our lives as Christians.
我再问啊。
I ask again.
生命在不在祷告里面
？Is there life in prayer?
哎呀，你说这问这个问题都是
Now, so you're asking these trick questions. But brothers and sisters, this is very important. And some pray with life. Some pray, there's no life. That is real, right? Why is there life? Because they touch Christ. That prayer comes into the presence of Christ. It is not merely words repeating. It's not beautiful, eloquent words. And so, especially the older Christians, because we think, oh, the experienced Christians know how to pray. Oh, they pray with just wide open. But remember, you have to come to Christ. You touch Christ. There is life in that prayer. Brothers and sisters, in the old age of John, he really adjusts our spiritual life, our Christian life. And I ask you another question, a very important question. And so, is there the scripture in the hymn books? Now you can tell me boldly. Is there a scripture in the hymn books? No one dare answer now. because you are afraid to offend the Lord. Oh, the life is not in the hymn book. Why do we sing then? When we sing, we must touch the Christ in the hymn. Brothers and sisters, then you touch life. So not the hymns and how there are different versions of the Christ. The oldest hymn. When you sing, our heart is toward the Lord. We touch Christ. Then we touch the Christ in the hymn. Then we touch life. So, one more question. Is there life in gathering together in the assembly? Oh, these are very difficult questions. But they're very important. The life is not in our assembling together. But in assembling together, you must touch Christ, then you touch life. And so in the 1970s, when we're taught, no matter where you are, and so when you share with others, keep the unity of the Spirit. And when you assemble together, keep the unity of the Spirit. Now forgive me for saying this. And so sometimes our pulpit, when we share, is not very dynamic. And so when you hear the preaching, you want to go to sleep. And so many fall asleep when we assemble. You may not be able to sleep at home, but when you come and meet, you'll fall asleep.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你下次如果你知道怎样保守主的同在,
but you know how to keep the presence of the Lord.
讲台上的讲道,
and so when the preaching, and when it's touched, then you have provision.
没有得着,
but if you do not receive it,
人就得生命,
you still have life, because you're keeping the unity and the presence of the Lord. And that is the secret of a Christian. So, do we just come and assemble casually? We did not think anything about these things. Dear brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit is at work, and the presence of the Lord is with us, and we see it as full of life. So, let us learn this.
时间不多,
because I have no more time, I cannot share more.
所以我们请弟兄姊妹记得,
so brothers and sisters, remember.
啊, 生命,
life.
在哪里?
Where is life?
在他里头,
life in Christ, in Him. Now remember this clearly. Life is in Him. And that is the origin where you will receive life. So in the old age of John, very simple words he tells us. But we must come to understand. And so the ministry of John, where another uniqueness is direct. So in the Gospel according to John,
记载了很多个人和主之间的这个关系。
So there are many recordings of a direct relationship with individuals.
有尼哥底母,
Nicodemus.
那么也有那个犯罪的撒玛利亚妇人。
And then the Samaritan woman.
也有瞎眼的。
And the one the blind.
也有躺在那个比萨池旁的那个瘫痪的。
And the one who was lying by the pool of Bethesda.
约翰为什么记载这些人物呢？
Why did John record all these individuals? We must pay attention to our direct personal relationship with the Lord. Any one of us can have a direct relationship with Him. We know throughout church history, there are many great errors. You see in Catholics, Catholicism, this is wrong. When you pray,
I'll
pray to the Father. And then Father tells Mary,
神父告诉，反正我搞不清楚了。
I lost count. I don't know who they tell.
告诉玛利亚，玛利亚在告诉主耶稣。
Oh, so you tell the Father, the Father tells Mary, Mary tells the Lord Jesus. And then the Lord Jesus tells the Heavenly Father. There are so many steps and stages, levels.
用此名字是何等的错误。
Brothers and sisters, that is wrong.
今天任何人都可以到处跟前来。
Any one of us can come before the Lord Jesus.
神非常注重。 你跟他之间直接的关系。
God is focused on your direct personal relationship with Him.
建立我们个人与
So we must establish our direct personal relationship with Him.
并且呢,
and
约翰写约翰一书的时候,
when John wrote 1 John,
他说在这个直接的经历里面,
in this direct relationship,
是可以听见的,
you can hear him,
你可以看见的,
you can see him,
亲眼看见,
and you can see him with your eyes,
你可以摸着,
and you can touch him and handle him.
这就告诉我们我们和主之间的关系
So this tells us how intimate this relationship is with him.
你听见,
you can hear
宝贵,
him. How precious.
很多弟兄姊妹已经好多日子都没听见主的话,
many brothers and sisters have many long days we have not heard the Lord's word.
我不说你没听到,
I didn't say you did not hear the preaching. You did not hear the voice of the Lord within you.
眼睛也没打开了看见主,
your eyes are not open to see him.
那个能摸到什么意思啊?
What does it mean to touch?
像我弟兄在这里, 只有我能摸到他。
And so my brother is here, I can touch him.
你们摸不到,
you cannot touch him.
就是距离近,
because there's a distance.
所以神喜欢我们亲近他,
so God delights for us to hear him, to see him, to touch him, have this direct relationship. And so in the last days of John, he emphasized this.
所以我们必须跟主之间有直接关系。
So we must have a direct intimate relationship with our Lord.
并且还有一个字,
and one more word.
约翰用的很多的,
John uses much.
我们翻作真理,
it says truth.
其实就是真实,
but it's the reality.
就是实际,
it is real, it's practical.
约翰才是最注重实际的,
and because he focused on reality.
你摸到基督, 你才真的摸到实际,
you touch Christ, you touch the reality.
实际就指着神的儿子说的,
and so that reality is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这实际呢, 不是说, 今天我们来开一个聚会,
and the reality is, no, let's have a meeting, how to make friends.
怎么样父母教养儿女,
how to have the parents teach their children.
今天这个很流行啊,
oh, that is a trend.
大家觉得这个东西很实际,
everything, oh, this is very practical.
其实弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this.
这个根本不实际,
that is not practical.
啊, 哎呀, 我们还有弟兄啊, 弄夫妻关系,
and so maybe we say, oh, the relationship between husband and wife.
夫妻们的一对一对的都拉到旅馆里面,
and so couple by couple, we go on a resort and we have this session.
坐在一个桌子跟前,
and so we are at the table together.
点个蜡烛,
and there's a candle.
然后呢, 你要对彼此说, 我爱你, 我爱你,
and we face each other and say, I love you, I love you.
我跟你讲, 这是传道人做的事啊。
The preachers do this.
我看见我心里很难过,
and I am saddened to see this.
其实甚至有时候很生气,
and I get angry.
你怎么会这样子弄? 他说这样子, 他们就和谐了。
Oh, why do you do this? No, I do this so now they get along. Is that real?
太可笑了。
It is laughable.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
今天,
today,
我们知道约翰,
we know that for John,
真正能带到
He's one to bring us into the reality.
不是他带我们,
not that he leads us,
他告诉我们,
but he tells us,
圣灵能带领我们,
the Holy Spirit will lead us.
所以当你在圣灵的带领中一摸到基督的时候,
so under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we touch Christ,
就什么难处都过去,
all the hardship will pass.
所以那八个神迹,
so the eight signs,
八个兆头,
and so eight signs,
就是各样不同的难处,
it is different hardships.
难处很大的,
there are great hardships.
甚至
拉撒路都死了。
Even to the point of death for Lazarus.
死了也能叫他活。
Oh, even unto death, he can be risen.
看见。
So we can see.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣基督在我们里面。
When the Lord Jesus Christ is in us.
他能替我们解决所有一切。
He's able to solve all our hardship.
哎，你必须要摸到基督。
But we must touch Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
约翰不仅在约翰福音里面。讲到主的宝贵。
John not only in the gospel tell of the preciousness of the Lord.
在他的书信里面。
In his epistles.
就告诉我们。
He tells us.
他是我们生活中可经历的。
He is one who we can experience in our life.
所以约翰福音讲太初有道。
And so in the beginning was the word.
那么约翰一书就讲起初有的生命之道。
And then in the beginning was the word of life.
所以神今天不是光把一些道理给我们。
And so he's not merely giving us
doctrine. 神是要我们进入这个经历。
But it's for us to enter into this experience.
然后到了启示录。
And in Revelation.
他就告诉我们耶稣基督的启示。
He tells us the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个启示。
This revelation.
我们看见主耶稣是人子。
We see that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Man.
启示的意义。
And he is the reality of the priest.
他让我们看见主耶稣是羔羊。
And we see him as the lamb.
啊、真正做王的是羔羊
and the one who reigns is the lamb
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
今天我们都晓得
we know today
彼得告诉我们将来
Peter tells us
我们要成为君尊的祭司
we are royal priesthood a kingly priesthood
约翰就告诉我们
and John tells us
怎样才是真正的、君尊的祭司
what is the reality of that kingly priesthood
我想我们没有时间了
so we don't have the time I don't have the time to go into detail
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So my dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣基督的工作已经完成了
the work of the Lord Jesus is complete
神的准绳已经确定了
and the measuring line is set
而这个准绳握在圣灵的手中
and this measuring line is in the hand of the Holy Spirit
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们是跟随圣灵的带领
are we following the guidance of the Holy Spirit
我们在地上
then on earth
握住这个准绳。
We also hold on to this line.
我们生活。
Our living.
我们侍奉。
Our service.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
主来的日子非常的迫切。
The day of our Lord's return draws nigh.
但愿主修正我们的生活。
May the Lord adjust, correct our living.
叫我们的光景真是能讨他喜悦。
So that our condition indeed will please him.
好叫他来的时候。
So that when he comes.
我们看见他欢喜。
We see that he is rejoicing.
他看见我们也欢喜。
And we see him, we rejoice, and he is glad.
这是多么宝贵的一件事。
And how precious this is.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊
妹们。So my dear brothers and sisters.
在我们的生活中。
In our living.
尊重
We must respect the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit, my dear brothers and sisters.
但愿在这一点点的时间里
In this little time that we have,
我们在圣灵的带领中
under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
每一个弟兄姊妹
each one of us, brothers and sisters,
手拿线砣的人
we are also those who have a plummet in our hand.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
不管环境怎么改变
regardless of how the times change,
不管人怎么看我们
how man views us,
不用讨人的欢喜。
We are not here to please man.
握住线砣。
Hold on to that plumb line.
讨神的喜悦。
Seek his pleasure.
跟随基督。
Follow Christ to go forward.
愿主在那一天。
May it be on that day.
让我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
All of us, brothers and sisters.
欢然进天国。
That we will enter with joy into his heavenly kingdom.May it be.
在这个特会里面
In this conference,
主所说的话
The word of the Lord,
求真理的圣灵
May the spirit of truth,
引我们进入实际
Lead us into that reality.
我们都要好好的祷告
Now, brothers and sisters, we pray well.
我们的机会并不多
We do not have many opportunities.
时机非常的迫切
That the time is urgent.
愿主祝福所有的弟兄姊妹
So may the Lord bless all of us all, brothers and sisters. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto thee.
你把我们这些败坏不堪的人拣选。
For us who are wretched and corrupt, you chose us.
也救赎回来了。
And thou hast redeemed us.
主啊，我们实在承认我们的不堪。
And Lord, we confess that we are unable, we are wretched.
我们真是一无良善。
And we have no good.
在里面没有一样是义的。
There's no righteousness in us.
但是感谢你。
But we thank thee.
你是全能的神。
Thou art the mighty God.
你早知道我们的情况。
Thou knowest us well.
你要把我们这些卑贱的变为尊贵。
And for us who are dishonorable, you will make honorable.
今天你借着圣灵在我们里面做工。
So Lord, today, through the Holy Spirit, thou will work on us.
主啊，
让我们学习顺服圣灵的带领。
Lord, help us to learn the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
顺服恩膏的教训。
To follow the teaching of the anointing.
叫我们的生活侍奉。
So that our life, our service.
能够按照你的标准行。
Can be according to thy measure.
因为只有跟随圣灵。
Only when we follow the Holy Spirit.
我们才能走在你喜悦的路上。
We can only walk in thy pleasure.
时日已经不多了。
Lord, times are less.
求你的连续临到我们。
May thy mercy come upon us.
我们渴望。
Lord, we long.
那天我们能够欢欢喜喜地来迎接你。
On that day, we can welcome thy returning with joy.
聚会可以过去。
The conference is over.
但愿你的话永不过去。
But may thy word never pass away.
但愿这些话供应我们。
And these words will provide
to us. 帮助我们。
And help us.
一直走到路中。
Until we go to the.
主，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank thee for thy grace.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的你。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.